I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I have Smart Merchandiser on the line today. I am actually in Iceland, insane, interviewing women in tech around the world. So I have to be sitting under these blankets to be getting awesome audio quality just for you because I love you guys and I hope LA misses me. So let's get into it, Travis. Tell us about Smart Merchandiser.
My name's Travis Garcia. I'm the product manager, and I work with business development for Smart Merchandiser. Our product is founded by Teresa Zobris, Zobris Consulting Group, and we work with large retailers such as Vans, The North Face, Calvin Klein, JanSport, and more, and really help improve their e-commerce sites as well as provide them with e-commerce solutions that maximize their sales and, you know, improve customer experiences.
When was Smart Merchandiser created?
So Smart Merchandiser was created as a customized solution about 5 years ago, but it was only available for a certain client. And as of 2015, we created it as a SaaS solution. So we took it from on-premise to an actual SaaS cloud solution. And from there, we've taken it to market and we've, you know, started to gather new clients as well as really improve the solution. As a SaaS solution, it obviously allows us to continuously make enhancements instead of just going enhancement by enhancement on each individual installation. So we're really excited about that. So yeah, we've gotten some good traction and we're continuing to improve the platform with one of our larger enhancements, hopefully coming this year. We've teamed up with the weather company. So we're hoping to introduce weather into merchandising, which really matters, especially in sort of the outdoor fashion world. So instead of going to a site when it's summer and seeing a winter jacket, if you're a California person versus, you know, maybe an East Coast New York person, we'll really align products with a person's weather experience, as well as allow them kind of to know what the upcoming forecasts are to help shape kind of their purchases and, again, provide that optimal experience.
And if you were telling kind of someone on the street that had no insight into the tech world whatsoever, how would you kind of visually describe what you do for people, what Smart Merchandiser does?
Sure.
Like super layman terms, yeah.
So if you think of going to a store, into a store and looking at a shelf, how those products are merchandised and placed and visualized, we're doing that for the e-commerce world. So when you go to shop shirts, we're helping ordering those shirts in colors to make sure they're, you know, aesthetically pleasing to a customer, as well as we are prioritizing the items that sell best and customers are looking for.
And where in LA are you guys based?
We have our primary office in Woodland Hills, and we have a secondary office in Orange County. And then the group of us also, you know, work remote. I'm in West Hollywood and have been in LA for about 8 years and love it.
Where did you move from?
I'm originally from San Francisco Bay Area. Went to school up at Berkeley, studied political science, but then decided tech was the way to go for me, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wait, but you moved to LA for tech?
I moved to LA for the weather, to be honest.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. It's amazing weather. And how has LA helped accelerate the growth of Smart Merchandiser?
I think just being kind of in the fashion world, you know, obviously Los Angeles is kind of a leader in that area in addition to New York. And there are a lot of kind of fashion brands around our area. So, you know, we've been able to reach out to them and really kind of focus the product around their needs. And then as we've kind of reached out globally, you know, it's been a big influence to have those brands closer to us and give us that feedback.
What resources in LA tech do you recommend to everyone listening? Are there some that really stand out to you?
Resource-wise, I'll put in a little plug for one of our recruiters that we work with, Calvin Group. They've been great at tracking down really kind of hard to find resources and developers. And, you know, I've definitely attended some different tech events. You know, it's just kind of cool to be around Silicon Beach and kind of be involved in the startup community as much as I can.
And how do you say the recruiting agency? It's Calvin Group. Like, do you know their URL by chance?
I believe it's calvingroup.com.
Cool. And Carl, our amazing teammate, will include it in the show notes for you guys. So we got you covered. Great. What LA Tech companies or talent have you come across lately that have really impressed you?
In terms of talent, we've been really finding some great UI talent, which has been hard to find. And we're really trying to figure out the next steps in terms of React and making UI really fast to use and easy to use and use the cutting edge technology. In terms of tech, I love the company RadPad. Not sure if you're familiar with
totally.
Them.
Totally. Yeah.
One of my friends was involved in starting them up. He was the founder, and I really love the direction they've gone with it, and just being able to reach out to him and kind of keep in touch of what's the latest in tech has been really a big help.
Tell us what RadPad is, because not everybody may know.
Sure. RadPad is an app to help you find apartments. So back in the day when I first moved here, it was all Craigslist and Westside Rentals. And RadPad allows you to go on to your iPhone and pick your map location, and it pops up, the prices and allows you to filter and whatnot. And it's really great for, kind of the iPhone generation who doesn't want to be on a desktop or search through a bunch of ads.
And I believe they're based in Santa Monica. At least they last were.
I think they moved to Culver City the last I heard.
Culver City is such a cool area. It's so cool. If you had one ask of the community, something they could do to support Smart Merchandiser in growing, what would that ask be?
I love to see what people's feedback is towards the direction we're going in terms of weather and really incorporating a personalized approach. I think everything in the tech space is going personalized, where in the beginning of tech, it was presenting this broad picture. And now it's like we've done that. So how do we get to a personalized level to really help succeed on a business level, as well as provide kind of the optimal experience for customers and users? I think a lot of times it's wasted. And tech is really the driver of to increase productivity. So whether it's an app like RadPad allowing you to find an apartment faster, or if it's something like Smart Merchandiser, where we're now able to incorporate some new data feed and model to really enhance a customer's experience and let them find the products they want versus wasting tons of time browsing. I think that's kind of the need and question I'd ask the LA community to focus on.
How can people connect with you?
So people could reach us on smartmerchandiser.com. We have a contact page there. I'm also on LinkedIn, Travis Garcia. Look for our products, either Smart Merchandiser, Zobris Consulting Group in my profile, or feel free to shoot me an email at travisgarcia@gmail.com.
Amazing. Travis, thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. If you guys want to connect with more awesome people in the LA Tech community, be sure to go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. And if you want to just know what all the community events that are happening by every single organizer in the city, not kidding, we put a lot of work into it, use the We Are LA Tech mobile app. Just go to wearelatech.com/app. That's wearelatech.com/app. And you'll have your iPhone app in no second. We also have the Android in beta, which we can put onto your phone if you need it. Just tweet at me at We Are LA Tech. I'll talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Travis, thank you.
Thank you.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.